This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now it's time to ask the Riddler. That's a ready love officer, Tommy and Junior. Here we go, guys. All right, guys, this is from Sasha in Clarksdale. I had a party and everyone got drunk. I let my cousin sleep on the couch and his friend sleep on the floor. My boyfriend was mad that I let them stay over. That's my family, so I'm not trying to hear that. Why do I have to explain myself?
Okay, was your boyfriend there? Was he at the party?
Well, she didn't say. He was
he
just mad that
there.
She... He must not have been there because when he found out about it, he got mad. Mm-hmm.
But I get this. I get why a man, is, especially if he's not there, a man is like, okay, you had your little party. These people need to go home. Now you got all these men up in your house. And that's just one group of people. We don't know how many other people stayed at the house, too. So,
but your cousin, though? Your family?
We ain't talking about the cousin. We ain't talking about the cousin. We talking about that one we don't know nothing much about.
No,
that's what we talking about.
No, the boyfriend was mad that she let them stay over. She didn't just say the friend. She meant the cousin and his
friend. Well, that's what them mean, because he knows the cousin. it's this other one that we don't know much about. I promise you that's what it's about. And he probably sexy looking, okay? Mm-hmm. He look good. Trust me, he does.
Oh, baby, you can stay here. You don't have to drive.
No, it's just, and there's too many ways to get people home. We can Uber you. We can lift you. You know,
out.
There's too many people ways we can get people home. It's somebody going that way. You know, we can get you to your house. You can come back the next day and get your car.
They were drunk though. You heard the drunk part.
That's why you get in the Uber.
What you got, Junior?
What I got? I'm with Tommy. It's not the cousin that's on the couch. He has the couch. It's the friend that's on that flow.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Mm. What do they have going on? They had to have something going on.
It's a sexy friend on the floor.
Yeah. Because you know, you come out your bedroom and he up against that baseboard, it looks different.
That's the
why is he posing and he's supposed to be sleeping? Why is he posing?
Okay, put it like this, Shirley. What's the guy we were talking about?
Why he posing?
Let's go on.
Say
up to
Aaron Pierre. Say Aaron Pierre.
Mufasa, or we can go ahead on over there to Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, so Jalen Hurts is on
stop
the floor.
Mm-hmm. No, with a cigar, listening
with
to Frankie
cigar.
Beverly and Maze. Yes, Jalen.
Not for long.
He got to go.
He stays over at my house. He's not on that floor long.
See what I'm saying?
See, y'all.
It's the friend.
Okay, I get your point.
You kicked the boyfriend out for Jalen.
Yes.
No, you don't. Wow.
And he got that big old ring.
Yes.
All right, moving on. I get your point, Tommy. LaJoy in Concord. LaJoy writes, my husband refuses to put things back where they go. Before I go to bed, I want the house to be tidy so we can wake up refreshed and not stressed. I have to wait until he goes to bed so I can straighten up. I'd hate to nag him, so what do I do?
You're in a hard spot. Because it seems like he's been doing this and he's not going to stop. This is his pattern. So you done got, you've allowed this pattern to develop. Mm-hmm. So this happens all the time. And late night, you cleaning up the whole kitchen and getting everything back in order. Right. It's just turned into what it is. Now you can come to him and say, baby, can you at least help me clean up?
Yeah.
All right. But I'm up later than you for another hour trying to get the house right. Can you at least, you know, show me some love. I am your wife. Can you come help me and have this stuff out here is yours?
Yeah, so she's cleaning up after his messy butt.
Yeah, so come on, show me some love. Or if he ain't helping clean up in the kitchen, then guess what? Guess what?
It
messes up another room. We know how to fix this.
Uh-huh.
We know how to get it where he 2 o'clock in the morning and in their kitchen trying to get it right. We can fix it. Oh, we can fix it. All you got to do is cut a certain thing off, and trust me, things will change.
It will change, Junior.
No, Tommy's absolutely right. Cut something off at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's we can wash 2 things at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's it.
Oh, wow.
We can do that. Either we washing that or we not. It's not doing that. I'm not. First of all, you gave him a title too. You did give him a title. You said my husband is pretty much. You said you telling us your husband nasty is what you're saying.
Yeah, so he's trifling. Mess.
He's trifling. Uh-huh. But you gave him a title of husband, so he's a leader.
Oh,
he's just a nasty ass.
He's just a nasty leader. He don't want nothing.
Wow. All right. Mm. So what should she do? Just tell him that. Cut it off. Okay,
Divorce him. Don't divorce him.
Well, that's all I
can do. You got to work through the small stuff now.
Yeah, I can't.
Just leave him.
It's not small.
I do dishes at midnight. I don't run my house. I do.
And she can nag him. Get the nagging. He'll start picking up. He don't want to hear your mouth no more. Get the nagging. Whatever.
That's right.
Clean up.
All right. Moving on to Von Dale in Bloomington. Vondell in Bloomington writes, my wife talks back to me. Mm. I have a problem with that first line. But anyway, who are you? Okay. Either she'll say it to my face or she walks away mumbling, calling me nasty names. I wish we could have discussions without all the back talk and her being childish. How can we improve our communication?
Oh,
yeah, she is immature, though. She is.
This is immature, but I think the thing that drives most men crazy, that walking away mumbling, ooh, that drives me just berserk. I can't stand that. What are you saying? Because all that mumbling is about me. So what are you saying? I want to hear it.
Oh, you don't know.
I'll turn around.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, see right there.
You don't know.
See? You know, there's always something like Carla that's going to be very clear and bold. Oh, you did not hear me. Let me be clear then.
I don't like the fact that he said my wife talks back to me.
Me neither.
Hey, what?
Who are you? Yeah.
I can talk back to you.
Yeah, I can,
you said what you wanted to say. I can say what I want to say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just don't like the confrontation that we get into the talk back area, that we got to get to this level.
We
shouldn't have to get to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He should change his mindset and stop saying my wife talks back to me.
Mm-mm.
He doesn't like what she's saying. That's all.
Here's my question. Did Vondell leave a phone number so we can talk?
You and Vondell.
Why do y'all need to talk?
If your wife, you think your wife talking back to you, Vondell, you need to call me. Just write us back with your phone number, Vondell, in Bloomington. We can talk. I can't believe this is bothering you, Vondell.
You thought it was normal, Junior, and it is.
I never heard anybody lead with that question. My wife talks back to me, bro. You better pick it up, bro. They do it all the time.
All right, guys.
Ooh, Junior, what is your house like for 24 hours?
Boy, you need to come over here and spend a weekend, Tommy.
What is
going
on over there?
Just come spend a weekend, Tommy.
Thank you, guys.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.